come to you this morning.
Just want to thank you so much for your great love to us, Lord. The provisions made, Lord. You sent your word. You sent your prophet. You vindicated him by a pillar of fire. Thank you, Lord. You shed your blood, Lord. All these requests that's been written, every hand that's been lifted, Lord, we just thank you right now for meeting all these needs, for answering, Lord, and healing our bodies, filling us with your spirit, for bringing us a total victory, a total deliverance, Lord. Thank you for your faith, your joy, your peace, just everything that you are. We love you, Lord, this morning. We invite you into this service in every part of it, Lord. Give us ears to hear as that word goes forth, Lord. Feed us on that word, Lord. We love you, Lord, and we just give you all the praise, all the adoration, all the glory. And the Lord Jesus, we love you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. God bless you this morning. Let's see here. Forget our notes. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by, and you will find he's not too busy to hear your heart's cry, and he is passing by this moment. Then sings my soul, amen, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul.
Jesus Christ. Amen.
You may be seated.
Because he lives, I can face tomorrow.
living just because he lives.
Man, let's sing this again.
Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know, yes, I know, he holds the future, and life is worth the living just because he
heaven, say there is work to do. Oh, I took my master's hand and I joined a Christian band. Now I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. I am on the battlefield for my Lord. Oh, yes, I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. I promise God that I would serve him till I die. I am on the battlefield for my Lord. I lost my flag in battle, my staff is in my hand. I'm taking it home to Jesus over in that promised land. Well, in distant land I trod, would serve him till I die. I am on the battlefield for my Lord. I'm fighting for the kingdom, and the battle's almost won. Soon the trumpet will be sounding for the coming of the Son. I'll lay my down, pick up my robe and crown. Oh, yes, I'll walk the streets of gold with my Lord. I am on the battlefield for my Lord. Oh, yes, I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. Till I die, now I'm on the battlefield for my Lord.
I'm following the bloody footprints that leads to my heavenly home. I'm trusting in the Holy
Thank you, Sister Grubbs. God bless you. Thank you. Amen. He abides, isn't he? Doesn't he abide with you? Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. And I'm rejoicing night and day as I walk the narrow way. For the hand of God in all my life I see. And the reason of my bliss, yes, the secret of all is this, that the Comforter abides in me. And He abides, He abides, hallelujah, He abides in me. And I'm rejoicing night and day as I walk the narrow way, for the Comforter abides in me. And He is with me everywhere, and He knows my every care. I'm as happy as a bird, and just as free. For the Spirit has control, Jesus satisfies my soul, since the Comforter abides in me. Let's stand, amen. Oh, He abides, He abides, hallelujah, He abides in me. And I'm rejoicing night and day as I walk the narrow way, for the Comforter abides in me. On the chorus, all together. He abides, He abides.
Says that, put on your joy shoes. You got your joy shoes on today? Amen. We're going to have a wonderful time this morning, because God's prophet is going to teach us some really deep things this morning. Things that we really need to hear. Perfect strength by perfect weakness. Oh, I can't wait to hear what we're going to hear this morning with you. For I know we're going to have a jubilee. Amen. Let's bow our heads then, as we prepare ourselves, as we've come to this time of the service, what we've done once again, everything is to sing and to worship Him. And we've invited Him to come in prayer. Look at what He's already done for us. Already this morning. Just to be together with our brothers and sisters and sitting together in heavenly places. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. We love you. We thank you. We worship you. It's joy unspeakable and full of glory. And the half has yet been told. But now we've come to the most important. What brings us here, Lord, is to be taught by your word. To open up our hearts and take everything of the world and the distractions and don't be worrying about where you're going after service or what's going to happen or where we're going to go eat or who's here, what's going on. Just open up your hearts and say, Lord, feed me with your word, Lord. Feed every fiber of my body, Lord Jesus, for this is spiritual food, Lord. I must eat it. You've got to eat natural food to live. You had breakfast this morning. You're going to be hungry at lunch and be hungry at supper. That's this word is feeding on it all the time, that spiritual food. One's physical death. One's natural death, one's physical death. So today we're going to be filled up with God's word. He's going to teach us what we must do to get closer to him. And that's what we're here for. So let us sing our national anthem as we welcome God's prophet to this pulpit this morning.
Only be.
Once again, to welcome our prophet to this pulpit this morning to bring us the message, Perfect Strength by Perfect Weakness, that was delivered this morning, October 25th, to the Bride of Jesus Christ in Jeffersonville, Indiana, and to the world.
Amen.
I welcome Brother Branham to the platform. God bless you. Here's our prophet, Brother Branham.